In our anniversary celebration, as you have heard probably through the announcements, we're celebrating with a theme, growth through the development of spiritual consciousness, because we began a work here at Inspirational Gatherings to lay a firm foundation. And when we came together as a core group, we asked the question, what did we want to do first? And we decided that growth was something that we all wanted to do. When we discussed that subject of growth, we realized that it wasn't about growth and numbers, although many times fear causes us to think that way. But we realized that if it was growth and consciousness, the numbers would come. If it was growth and consciousness, the financial substance would come. So it was the focus of growth in consciousness and the development of spiritual consciousness, which was the groundwork of our appreciative inquiry. Now, some of you may not even know what appreciative inquiry is. Let me share with you briefly. Appreciative inquiry is an innovative process that replaces the old methods of organizational change management and analysis, implementing a plan and managing resistance with identifying and growing what is already giving life to the organization. In other words, don't focus on all the junk, focus on all the good. Amen. Appreciative inquiry, as we know it as AI, we simplify by saying AI, is based on bringing people together in conversation. Bringing people together in conversation. It makes for an opportunity and a space to have inclusivity so that we all are a part of the ministry. It's not just about me standing on the platform. It's not just about some people in leadership roles, because we all have a role in the ministry that we come together to enjoy, to be uplifted by, inspired by. Through the process of appreciative inquiry, we interviewed all those who came and participated, and five sub-themes emerged from the subject of growth. As we discussed and reflected on how can we grow, we became aware that our growth in numbers would naturally occur as our individual spiritual consciousness grew. So the five sub-themes that emerged were diversity, leadership, community, participation and involvement, and the message. And we saw those five areas as important areas for development in our spiritual consciousness, our activity of God, so that we may grow together and in community. Today, our theme is Fruits of the Spirit, as we focus on participation and involvement. Successful organizations have great participation and involvement, as so do events. Involvement and participation make space for the development of friendships. And there's something that we learn from the Bible, from the Holy Scriptures, about participation and involvement. And here are nine fruits of the Holy Spirit that talk about developing that within us and letting it express, which means that we give of ourselves in service to one another, and in return we receive service to us. Amen? Amen. The scripture in Galatians, the 5th chapter and 22nd verse says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which means patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Didn't say anything about apples, oranges, grapes, lemons. Didn't say anything about those, did it? Said the fruit of the Spirit is love. To love is to have an affection for someone, or to be a friend, as we're talking about today. To love our brothers as ourselves. As the scripture says, love ye one another as I have loved you, as Christ said to us. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Now, if we go to the Bible and pay attention to what Jesus did, we got a lot of learning to do, don't we? But to those of us who believe that we are truly learning to express love unconditionally and in a loving, powerful way, we learn to walk in the reality of love in our lives. And that means we're not going to argue about it. We're going to stand in that space of love and know that as we love as Christ loved, that truly we are being love in action. Amen. And there's only one way to be able to do this, and that is to learn how to draw forth the love of God in our lives, to learn how to express love unconditionally through ourselves, to learn how to be love all the time, and to be love in action. And there's so many lessons about that that will take us the next year or so to go through them. But we can begin today, can we not, by saying this. Just say this after me. I am love.
I am loved.
I am loving.
I am loving.
We cannot say that enough. That is a powerful affirmation. I am love.
I am loved.
I am loving.
I am loving.
Now, each one has a particular tense, does it not? Love means it is happening right now. I am loved means that I am experiencing that love from others, and I have moved on to a next one and a next one and a next one. And I am loving means I am being love right now in action. Amen. Another fruit of the Spirit that he talks about in the scripture is joy. How many of us walk around without joy? There are days we do, aren't there? There are days that I don't feel very joyous. And there are days when I feel absolutely joyous. My neighbor said something to me the other day. She said, oh, I'm so happy. I woke up happy this morning. She's here, so I can say it. And I'm joyous today to see her presence so I can share her story right in front of her. It is so wonderful to be associated with people who wake up with joy, don't you think? And I love having neighbors who tell me that. Praise God. The quality of joy is much needed in our lives. And in this day and time, we need more joy than we express. Would you agree? No matter how bad things may appear, no matter how bad things may get with us in our lives, no matter how bad a beating you may have taken at some given time, not necessarily physical, but sometimes we have those emotional beatings, don't we? God can still fully heal. God can still deliver you. God can still restore. God can still lift you up. God can still fill you with power, no matter what the situation or the condition. If you can go back into your home, wherever that may be, and pick up a book that makes you laugh, turn on the TV to a funny program and laugh, or pick up the telephone and call a friend who reminds you of the joy in your life, if you go back to that place of joy, you will return to the love of God. Amen. So joy is a fruit of the Spirit. If we begin to live our lives more joyously, we experience more of the joy of God. Another fruit of the Spirit is peace. Peace. We hear a lot about peace, and right today we are looking for a lot of peace in many situations. Would you not agree? Peace. Sometimes jobs are no longer secure, and when our jobs are not secure, we feel uneasy, disturbed, and we don't feel at peace. Sometimes we're out of employment and we don't feel peaceful, we feel anxious. Sometimes we're in the company of people who are anxious and we don't feel very peaceful. Half of our marriages are still ending up in divorce, and there's not a whole lot of peace with that. We're all forced to constantly live under the threat of some kind of war action that's taking place, or even the tragedies that occur according to the calamities of our weather systems. But if we allow ourselves to do as the Bible says in the scriptures, to be still and know that I am God, we can find peace in the midst of that knowingness. Even when you don't know what's coming next, you can declare peace and calm yourself. Someone testified not too long ago, a few Sundays ago, about finding that place of peace. She's here today too, but I didn't ask her, could I tell her story? But she reported to us and testified how powerful it is to be able to calm yourself in the middle of your emotional storm, to be able to calm yourself in the middle of your emotional outburst, to be able to calm yourself in the middle of whatever may be seemingly a storm occurring in your life. With all the kinds of heightened activities that occur we're forced to deal with on a daily basis, it becomes easy for us to lose our sense of peace. Agree? But especially when we stand still and know the presence of the Lord, we can feel that sense of peace. And when we're in that sense of peace, we begin to open up to divine ideas. When we're in that place of peace, we can begin to develop more strength and courage. When we're in that place of peace, we can feel the healing presence of God at work in our lives. It's about peace. And if we are peaceful, then we can radiate that energy. We can vibrate that energy. And whoever comes in our midst, whoever comes in our radius, whoever comes in our circle, will begin to feel that peace. I recall a story where there was a wonderful wise person sitting all the time in that space of peace in her home. And so there was a gentleman who decided to test her. And he had anxiety and he had anger and he had frustration built up inside of him. And he thought, she's not going to be able to ward off this because I'm coming in to tell her something. And he went in and found himself, because she had built up such a powerful vibrational energy of peace in her home, in her radius, that when he walked in the door, all the anger just drained out of him. That's powerful. Don't you want to be that powerful? Not only for yourself, but for your environment, for your space, that wherever you walk in peace. That wherever you walk, you command peace in your environment. That wherever you walk, that you command peace to be your experience. I want to be that powerful. I declare that I am that powerful. Can you declare it too? I don't know. You didn't say nothing. I'll ask you again. Can you declare peace in your life? Yes. Can you declare that you are walking peace today? And you can have it because you declared it. Amen?
Amen.
A sense of well-being and fulfillment that comes from God is dependent on his presence or her presence or the presence, however you want to choose to say it. And that presence is always love and peace. The other fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, according to the words of the Scripture, which mean patience. How many of us in here, you don't have to raise your hand and tell me, but how many of us in here, you just identify for yourself, need to work on patience? Just laugh. If you don't believe me, just watch people when you're standing in the grocery store in line at your local store. How many have gotten impatient and started to become infused with frustration? Ha ha. Anybody need to learn how to do more peace and patience? How many of you experienced or even been the road rager? Still a problem? Peace. Patience. Look at someone the wrong way and what happens? You know what? Many people have been injured, killed, or suffered some kind of abuse because somebody was not patient. I've seen many people driving down the road and they're on their way in a hurry, and so they want everybody to move out the way right away fast. You seen that? Okay. And so if they can't get what they want, when they pass you, they give you a wonderful sign, and it ain't the peace sign. In our fast-paced living of our society, we've had to learn how to lengthen our fuse and not shorten it. And that's where patience comes in. Patience is endurance and steadfastness even under the situations that occur that may provoke us. And that's what we want to develop, that fruit of patience in our lives. Another fruit for us to take part of, to let our palates just enjoy, is the fruit of kindness. You can't help but be more kind to others if God's love is flowing through you. You cannot help but be kind when you experience kindness on a regular basis. But our song says it starts with you. It starts with me. And so if I want to experience kindness, I have to be kind. If I want to experience love, I have to be love. If I want to experience joy, I have to be joy. If I want to experience patience, I have to be patient. And so kindness is the one that is associated with love. Once the love of God starts flowing in and through you and operating in your life, this love will touch others, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit will come back and touch you. And you'll start to have a domino effect in your life with kindness. Amen. The steadfast love that maintains relationships through gracious aid in times of need is kindness. And that's what we want to have as a fruit of the Spirit in our lives. The other fruit I want you to taste this morning is the fruit of goodness. There's something extra special about the quality of goodness. This particular quality has a real drawing and attracting power to it. Not only does the goodness of God attract people, but it attracts more good in your life. This fruit of goodness operating in your life can be a people director to God. You want to be a transformer? Be a presence of goodness. As you are a presence of goodness, you will attract goodness. And as you are an experiencer of goodness, you will radiate goodness. Amen. So there's something extra special about the quality of goodness, and we can experience it as we witness it in others as well. The fruit I also invite you to taste this morning is the fruit of faithfulness. Faithfulness. In the times that we live in right now, with half of all of our marriages ending up in divorce, and with many people getting backstabbed in their workplaces with people they thought they would initially trust. And that word backstab, I really don't even like. But anyway, that's just a slang term. But if we recognize that if we allow ourselves to trust in God, the particular quality that we're talking about called faithfulness will express in our lives in a wonderful quality way. This quality of faith is not only needed in our personal relationship with God, but it is also needed in our personal relationship with each other, our friends, and our families. We're talking about celebrating and honoring friends today, and so our faithfulness is steadfast, unchanging, and thoroughly grounding ourselves in our relationships with others through love, peace, joy, kindness, and goodness. A fruit of the Spirit that I invite you to remember also is gentleness. How many of us are gentle? I know sometimes in my experiences I've had to take them rough hands off of me because we haven't learned how to be gentle, but that's the physical expression. What about the gentleness that Jesus Christ demonstrated for us? When Jesus walked our earth as a man, we were able to see through his demonstrations how to be gentle. Yes, there were times when he was strong and he was firm, but there were also times when he was gentle with kindness. If we go into the scriptures and read the demonstrations and imagine ourselves as expressing as Christ Jesus, we too can be gentle in our spirit. The last fruit of the Spirit that I invite you to take hold of today. Take a deep breath. Get ready for this one. You ready? Here it comes. Self-control. Woo! The Bible tells us that our spirits and our flesh will war against each other in this life. And our flesh wants immediate self-gratification. We've learned through many readings and prophets and teachers today to call it the ego. And our ego wants gratification at all costs and will stop at nothing to try and get it. Our spirits know that some of our desires are not right for us, and as a result, there will be a tug of war between that which is for our highest good and that which is not, because our ego wants to be in charge. But today we say, I am in charge. Together, I am in charge. Because the I am is the creative Christ spirit which dwells in you. It is not ego in charge. We need our ego, but we don't have to let it be in charge. Amen? So today, I invite you to taste of the fruit of self-control. And the only thing that will curb this control, our desire, is to go to God in prayer. Now, as we use our gifts and participate and involve in life, participate and involve ourselves in our relationships by having these fruits active and operating in our life, then we can give in service and we can receive the service of others. So today, as we think about, celebrate, and honor our friends today, let the fruits of the Spirit blossom in you and attract more friends into your life as you become a friend.